USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
States are expecting to receive fewer COVID vaccinations in the next few weeks as Johnson & Johnson scales back shipments of their one-dose vaccine amid production issues at a Baltimore plant. Only 700,000 shots are being allocated to states next week, down from nearly 5 million last week. The company says it's still on pace to deliver a promised 100 million shots by the end of May, but about 15 million doses were ruined a few weeks ago when workers at that Baltimore plant had issues with mixing ingredients, causing the shots to be discarded. A Los Angeles mother is in custody after her three young children were found stabbed to death in a San Fernando Valley apartment. Liliana Carrillo was arrested about 200 miles away after a chase with police where she allegedly carjacked a pickup truck. The children were found Saturday morning by their grandmother. They were ages 3, 2, and 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
And I drive to awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
President Biden's so-called border czar, Roberta Jacobson, says she's stepping down at the end of the month. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
She told the New York Times her position as border coordinator was temporary and was always planned to last only 3 months. Jacobson's departure comes amid a spike in immigration at the southwest border that has strained federal officials who are trying to deal with unaccompanied minors. The number of migrants stopped at the southwest border in March rose to the highest monthly level in more than 20 years. That includes some 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. The Pentagon has already granted approval for the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors at Joint Base San Antonio and at a temporary housing facility at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Russian officials warned earlier this week that they could offer aid to rebels in the eastern part of Ukraine if that country's troops attempt an assault on separatists. Russia has also been increasing their military presence on the border with Ukraine, something that both the U.S. and Germany have expressed concern about. Steve Hall is the former CIA chief of Russian operations, and he tells CBS News that the U.S. and its Western allies may be in a tough spot in dealing with Vladimir Putin's latest moves in the region.
The Biden administration, in turn, and I would argue this is true for, the Western alliances, NATO included, are sort of in a difficult position because they have some choices to make. Do they let Russia essentially declare sort of a sphere of influence in places like Ukraine, historically very important to Russia, and sort of look the other way with regard to annexing, Crimea, which was part of Ukraine? Do they look the other way about all the other bad behavior that we talked about earlier, whether it's, again, annexing other countries or killing opposition figures both inside of Russia and outside? Do we basically say, yeah, okay, we'll look the other way and let you guys kind of set up your own sphere of influence? Or do we take a hard line, the West, and say, look, your behavior has been entirely unacceptable. The only way to stop you from additional bad behavior is to come down hard on you. Of course, that risks conflict, armed conflict potentially with Russia.
And Hideki Matsuyama has taken a dominant lead after the third round of the Masters. Matsuyama shot a 7-under-65 on Saturday to move to 11-under for the tournament. Four golfers are tied behind him for second at 7-under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.